Hello, 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 everyone out there in Patreon, Hopeless and Neverland, and welcome to a very special bonus episode of whatever this is. Nikki has gone above and beyond here in preparing for our show. And Nikki, would you like to explain what you have done?
I would, because I'm so excited about it. So I have made a Joanna Newsom Jeopardy. Mm-hmm. That I am subjecting Sam to. I am forcing her to play. I have not made it an easy, necessarily, Jeopardy. So there's that. But if you guys all want to play along, I recommend that you do, because this is fun. So Sam, how familiar are you with Jeopardy? Like, have you watched it a bunch?
Not recently, but I know the rules. So we have different categories of points. I see here you have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 different categories and 5 levels of points ranging from 100 to 500. I believe in traditional Jeopardy, the questions get harder as you get.
Yes.
Okay. Is this true here?
I tried to make it true. Whether it's harder is a little bit subjective, Yeah, so 100 level questions are the easiest questions, in my opinion. 500 level questions are the hardest ones, in my opinion. Yes, and so I have made different categories that are all Joanna themed. And also, I will be requiring the answers to occur in question form.
Okay. So I am anticipating this to be a very low scoring round. Please place only a small amount of judgment on my answers, listeners out there. I will do my best, but I can't promise much.
All right. So we have the categories. We have first Joanna Miscellany. Oh, also, I wanted to put a prize on the line. So I will be sending you a...
Me?
Yes. If you are in the positive at all, after we finish this, I will be sending you a gift certificate.
I forgot you can lose points.
You sure can.
Oh, yeah. And no.
The thing is with traditional Jeopardy, what happens is somebody asks, like, okay, I'll take Milk Eyed Mender for 100, please. And then if you don't know the answer to the question, you don't buzz in. And so if you don't buzz in, you don't lose money because you haven't, like, bet that you're going to get the question
right. But that
can't
be an option here because I'm the only contestant.
Correct, because you're the only contestant. So unfortunately, it's very easy for you to lose money. So I might just send you a gift certificate either way.
But you don't have to send me anything. What I would like is, if you do play this, please post your scores and show me up. That would be hilarious.
Oh my God, I would love that so much if people told us what their scores were. It might be a little annoying to keep track of, but if you're good at math and that doesn't sound too daunting, I would legit love that. Okay, so the categories.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, go ahead.
Did you have a question? I was going to say, what are the categories?
Okay, excellent. Excellent question. All right, first category, Joanna Miscellany. Mm-hmm. Second category, the Milk-Eyed Mender. Third category, East. Fourth category, you guessed it, listeners, Have One on Me. And finally, Divers.
I am relieved that there is no, like, musicality category.
But... I wouldn't know how to make the questions for that. No.
Okay. Let us take a centering breath together. Okay. Do you have any advice for me before I start?
I would just not be too hard on yourself.
Okay.
Intentionally. Okay. Because, like... Okay, but the reason I say that is because I knew that you were my audience in making this. And so I didn't want it to just be that you got every single answer right, because that's boring. And so I wanted you to have to struggle a little bit. And so because you're a Joanna Newsom expert, I had to, like, up the bar a bit.
I reject the title of expert and will take acquaintance instead.
Acquaintance. Okay.
All right. Okay, I would like to start with Divers, I think, because that's where we've been delving. So, host, if I could please start with Divers for 100.
It's the first animal mentioned on Divers.
Is it an is oh okay, it has to be a question. Okay. What is a nightjar? What is a horse?
What is a horse? Sending the first scouts over, back from the place beyond the dawn. Horse.
Oh,
bury your broken soldier. So we are at minus 100.
But okay, nightjar is in anecdotes too.
Yes, that okay. is correct. Yes, it's not that far off. Okay. I'm telling you, these are not that easy.
Okay. No, that's fine. I think nightjar was a good guess.
It was a good guess. Absolutely.
Okay. Well, you know what? We're going to go to Joanna Miscellany. Miscellany for 100, please.
I also don't know how to pronounce that word, so it's a questionable category choice. Okay.
I don't know this.
Joanna Newsom's middle name. Oh, no Googling. This is another
rule. Oh, I'm not Googling.
You cannot Google. Okay.
You'll hear my keys.
Do you want a hint? You can phone a friend. I know this is mixing game show metaphors.
I would actually phone one of our friends, but if I know our friends, they will not answer the phone.
Yeah, that's true.
Okay, I'll take a hint.
Okay, it starts with a C.
Oh, you know what? I was going to say Gail, and it's not Gail.
Nope.
Joanna Catherine, Joanna Colleen, Joanna Cynthia, Joanna Clarice, Joanna...
Oh, my God. These
are great. Joanna California.
Correct, Joanna California.
What other names were popular around the time? Joanna. Okay.
It is. What is Caroline? Caroline is the answer we were looking for.
Colleen would have been a good one, but that would have been
that
too
would have
close.
Been amazing.
Okay, I love your memory, even though it breaks my heart. Okay, Joanna Caroline. Okay. You know what? Let's get these ones all out of the way. Let's do Joanna Miscellany for 200, please.
It's the most popular non-interview TV show that Joanna has ever appeared on.
Non-interview TV show. Oh, Portlandia. What is Portlandia?
Yes. Oh, my goodness. Oh, I forgot to deduct 100 points from you. Oh, no. So, wait.
So we were at minus 200. So now we're at minus, we're at zero. Right?
We're at zero. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's not letting me go to zero because it's okay, whatever. We're just gonna give you 100 points.
Okay,
excellent, very good, very
Thank
proud.
You. Thank
I,
you.
I'm not sure if I would have gotten that on the spot, actually. Okay.
Well, because the first one I thought of was 7 Minutes in Heaven, and I was like, no, that's an interview show.
Yes, yeah.
But it's a show; it's not a movie. Okay. Yep. Okay. Good.
Yeah.
Thank you, kind host. I will take Joanna Miscellany for 300.
It's the vegetable that the narrator of The Air Again uses as a comparison to describe the size of a gunshot wound.
Now, this is a problem because I haven't been listening to these songs. Did we do a bonus episode on this? So I should know this.
We sure did. Yeah. And we talked about this specific line.
Now, what's coming to mind are like cauliflower, cabbage, and carrot. And I don't think it's either of those.
It is one of those that you just said.
Oh, okay. So I'm thinking of a gunshot wound. I'm going to say, what is a carrot? And if it's not a carrot, it's a cabbage. And if it's a cabbage, it's a cauliflower.
Okay. So excellent reasoning skills. Wait, which one is your final answer?
Final answer, carrot. Final answer, cabbage.
Wow, excellent job. You did it. Okay, so I also forgot to hit the to give you points last time. So now you're at 400, and I think that evens out. Anyways, okay, excellent job. It is a cabbage.
This is nerve-wracking. Nikki, my heart is beating so fast.
When you were like, it's a carrot, I was like, oh my God, you had said the vegetable. It's such a fucking crazy line. And she's like, something, you could roll a cabbage in. And then Maggie's like, a cabbage? And she's like, oh, just a little one, Maggie, just a little one. Okay.
Excellent. Yeah, okay, wow. Okay, let's take a break. Let's go to East for 100, please.
Okay. It's the first
album. Oh my fucking god. Okay.
Just like the first line of East.
Oh my god. It's I can't ask clarifying questions. My brain isn't even letting me think of the first lyrics.
What's the first song on
Emily? East?
Okay.
I'm thinking of Emily, but my brain goes to like the steeple. My brain doesn't go to, oh, I really want to cheat and look at my phone.
Actually the very first like two words, because the very first word is the, and then the next word is the animal in question.
Oh, it's a meadowlark.
Ah!
What is a meadowlark? Okay. Excellent. But that really was a cheat.
I'm not going to say it's a cheat. I think that was a fair, excellent victory. You are at 500 points now.
I'm going to throw up. Oh, God. Okay. In a good way.
I was going to say there's nothing on the line, but there is a gift certificate. So
and, I feel like it's my reputation.
It's not, because I made these questions on purpose to make them difficult for you. So it's not okay. If it were a general Joanna Newsom trivia, you'd be blowing it at the park. But I needed to make it hard.
Okay, let's do the Milk-Eyed Mender for 100, please.
It's the year the Milk-Eyed Mender was released.
Okay. Oh, good question. Okay, so I know that East was like 2006 or 2007. When was the Milk-Eyed Mender released? So my brain is like, it was around the same time as Modest Mouse's The Moon in Antarctica, which I think was like 1999, 2001. I'm going to say, but how long was it before she did East after that? I'm going to say 2001. When is 2001? I don't think it's right, but that's as close as we're going to get.
The correct answer is 2004.
Oh, that's closer.
I know. It's such a quick turnaround time. It surprised me too, because East was released in 2006. You were right. And this is released in 2004. It's just a mere 2 years.
Interesting.
A very quick turnaround time. Okay. Okay. So we are at 400 points now, unfortunately.
That's fine. tough one. Okay.
Tough one.
Let's go back to Divers for 200, please.
Okay.
I'm just going
to
make sure.
It's what the body says to the soul in You Will Not Take My Heart Alive.
What does the body say to the soul in You Will Not Take My Heart Alive?
When to the soul my body would say.
Something would stay. Do, 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 oh. Do, 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 yep. Do, do. That's a different one. Do what you like as long as you stay.
Yes.
What is do what you like? You're asking me cheat here though, Nikki.
I am not cheating. But
if you were Alec Trebek, you would be fired.
What is you may do what you like as long as you stay. Excellent. I am a fantastic Alec Trebek.
I appreciate Trebek. Your flexibility. Yeah, and
thank you.
Oh Lord.
Excellent job. Okay.
Okay, let's do Have One On Me for 100, please.
Okay. It's the number of songs on Have One On Me.
Oh my fucking God. Okay. It's somewhere between 12 and 16. I don't know. It's not. It's not.
I don't know where she's getting, but it's not. But no, it's not. It is not between
12 and 16. Well, so I'm envisioning the... Is it... I can't ask you that. I'm envisioning the back of the album, and there's three discs, and there's like...
This is a great starting place. A great line of thought.
Six, so 18? There's six songs in each part? Are they even? What is it? Okay, thanks. Thanks for your encouragement.
What is 18? Excellent job. Oh my God. You are at 700 points. This is fantastic. You're doing great. You're killing it, Sam.
Oh God. Okay. Let's do Divers.
Listen, I have to give you a couple hints, because I'm forcing you to take every single 500 bet later in the line. So it's just going to Your odds are against you.
I wish I had a beer. Next time, let's make this a drinking game, too.
Oh, that's a great idea.
Next time, let's have a lower alcohol beverage, and every time we get one wrong, when we play with David, when we get one wrong, we have
So, Patreon people, we said this on the main episode, but it might not be released yet, but I showed David, my partner, this Jeopardy because I was so proud of it, and he was like, oh, my God, like, can I make a Joanna Newsom Jeopardy and then get you and Sam to play each other, and David will be the Alex Trebek. And I got very excited about that idea. So that is going to be coming up in the somewhat near future, I hope, for Patreon people.
Okay.
Okay.
Let's go to East for 200, please.
East is orchestration and arrangements were done by this person.
Van Dyke Parks.
Excellent.
Thank you.
I never remember the order of his name.
I know. I was like, does he have, is there a first name? Was it like,
which one is the
Edward
first name?
Van Dyke?
Who is Van Dyke's Park is correct. Okay. Excellent. We are at 900 points, Sam.
Thank you for all of your praise here. It makes me feel much better about this attempt. Let's do the Milk Eyed Mender for 200, please.
It's the only song on Milk Eyed Mender that Joanna did not write.
Oh, what's the only song she didn't write? If I had the track listing in front of me, I would know it.
You would. That is why Google is not permitted.
Uh-huh. Well, if Google was permitted, that would be no fun. She wrote Sadie. She wrote Bridges and Balloons, probably, right? Hold on. I'm going to go through all of the songs in my head. Just let me try and remember what the fuck is even on that album.
A quick hint. Fans hate this song.
Fans hate this song?
It's like one of the most made fun of Joanna songs, I think.
What song do fans hate?
This one.
My mind is blanking. I don't know. Give me the answer.
What is Three Little
Three
Babes?
Little Babes. Yep, that was in there somewhere. Really? Is it because it's so squealy?
Yeah, I think so. Mm. And also, like, she didn't write it. The lyrics are not as interesting as the rest of it. I like Three Little Babes.
I like Three Little Babes.
Yeah, I'm okay. Not everybody.
Okay.
So we are at, oh, wait, I didn't deduct points. Hang on, I need to do that. Okay. 700.
Okay. That's fine. Feeling good. Let's do Divers for 300, please.
It is what spring is described as doing in leaving the city. And actually, for this one, there are two acceptable answers.
Oh.
For people who cannot see, Sam is silently bopping her head and mouthing along, presumably lyrics, but maybe she's just reassuring herself that it's going to be okay.
A little bit of both. Spring deranged is one. Is that an answer? What is spring?
Well, no, because that's an adjective rather than a verb.
For fuck's sake, Nikki.
But you're right. The deranged is right before the part that I want you to say.
Okay. I can't go back in my head. Tell me. What's the answer? I can't reverse the lyrics. Spring.
We're looking for. What
broke
is
itself
grass?
Upon a window grass. Oh, okay. Yes. Fine. Yes.
Yeah. What is weeping grass? Or another acceptable answer, breaking herself upon the window glass. Oh,
yes.
Unfortunately, that's going to hurt you. That's going to bring you down to 400 points there.
Oh, goodness. Let's do Have One On Me for 200, please. The only 200 left.
It's what the palanquin featured on Have One On Me is made out of.
Sorry, clarifying question. Do you mean in the lyrics or on the cover?
No, good question. Like in the lyrics.
Okay. You have a tattoo of this. Oh, do you mean, can I ask another clarifying question?
You sure can. Yeah.
Do you mean the animal, or are we thinking of, you don't mean an animal. Your face tells me no, not an elephant.
No. It's what the actual palanquin itself is made out of.
Okay. My brain doesn't let me do the lyrics under pressure.
It's very fair. I wouldn't be able to do it either. A quick hint. It is from this one of the songs that we talked about the most.
Go Long.
Oh, yeah. Okay,
I know it's
yeah.
in Go Long.
Oh, okay. Last night again, you were in my dreams. Several expendable
limbs were at stake. I was wanted on a palanquin made of the bodies of beautiful women. The palanquin. Oh. What is the bodies of beautiful women? Thank you.
Excellent.
Yes. Okay.
Fantastic job. What well, that
I'm
brings
sweating.
You up to 600.
I'm like, there's a lot going on here, Nikki.
You're doing great, Sam. I'm genuinely so impressed so far.
Oh,
okay.
Boy. Okay. Okay. Let's do Have One on Me for 300.
Have One on Me for 300. It's the first animal mentioned on that.
Oh,
this one's really hard. It took
God.
Me forever. It's the first animal mentioned on Have One on Me. Hint, it does not appear in the first song of the album.
It's not in the first song.
Mm-mm. It's in the second song.
Oh, I'm thinking of East. I need to switch tracks and get
switch
back
tracks.
To Have One on Me.
It's not in Easy. It's in the second song.
I won't be able to remember. I have no
Dude,
idea.
I had to sift through the lyrics.
My brain is only like sawdust and diamonds, monkey and bear.
No, those
bring
are
us back to East. I know.
What is a rat?
Context, please.
I know, right? I didn't remember this, but as if God himself spat like a cornered rat is the very first mention of an animal on all of Have One on Me.
These are the most annoying questions of all time. You are a great host.
I did make them up, so I do take the blame.
Okay, let's do Miscellany for 400, please.
It is the only one of Joanna's songs that is named after a bird.
Goose eggs. What is goose eggs?
After a bird and not a bird's creations. Goose eggs is, you know what? I accept that answer. The question was flawed because my answer
you
I was looking for was
solely
Kingfisher.
Solely
yes.
after a bird.
But to be fair, goose is in the fucking name. So no, it is a flawed question.
I would raise my hand on a technicality for that one, but Kingfisher is probably the most, at least, you know, the questions that are like, what is the most correct answer?
Yes.
Those
yes.
fucking kill me. But yeah, Kingfisher would be most correct. What if we do half points?
I can't. And also you deserve full points. So that brings you to 1,000.
Oh God. Okay.
Excellent job.
Let's do East for 300, please.
Okay. They are the two words that come after awful atoll, oh incalculable.
In discreetness and sorrow, bah below, so we'll see cow all done up in a bow.
Oh, we do need it in question form, please.
Oh, what? It's on the screen now. What are indiscreetness and sorrow?
Excellent job, Sam. Excellent job. 1,300 points. Fantastic. Whoops. Okay.
Okay. Let's do Milk-Eyed Vendor for 300, please.
It's the time until which the narrator on Inflammatory Writ writes. We're getting up there. These are the hardest ones. And I wrote head hunched until fourth. Oh, oops.
That makes it hard. I don't know. Don't ask me.
Wait, did you?
I skipped past you? It. I don't know. It's gone.
Oh, man.
You said fourth something. It's, I don't know.
We were looking for. Fourth. What is fourth?
What's 30? The line?
And I wrote him hunched until 4:30.
Oh, okay. Yep.
Yeah, what is 4:30 is what we're looking for.
It's
have
a
this
sick song.
Fucking fear. It is a sick song. I have this fear in being the host of Jeopardy, Sam, that I'm going to do this thing that I've been known to do throughout my life, and it is inexplicable to me. It's just like a form of, like, I have no gate
you
between my brain and my mouth.
Till 4:30. I got there. Okay.
Yes, there you go. But this thing that I'm very afraid of is the same thing. One time, do you remember our friend Connor?
Very vaguely.
In Winnipeg? Yeah. The first time I met him, for some reason, I was really nervous just because it was a new person. And so I, like, was rehearsing, saying, like, hi, I'm Nikki. And so then he got in my car and I saw him for the first time and I was like, hi, I'm Connor. So that kind of, like, and then also a couple months ago, I was trying to quiz David at being like, oh, I bet you don't know this. Where's this guy born? And I had his Wikipedia page up, this famous actor. I was like, where was he born? And then before David could say anything, just like out of my mouth, I was like, Detroit. And Detroit was the right answer. I just like let it spew. And I just did that same thing with inflammatory written 4030. So I have this like deep-seated fear that I would make the worst Jeopardy host in history. So anyways, let's continue.
I would like to reinforce that you are a fantastic Jeopardy host. The flexibility of your rules, the gratuity of your points make me feel a lot more comfortable. So thank you. Also, your questions are incredible. Wow. Okay, let's do East for 400, please. Oh, God. Okay.
It's the only constellation explicitly named on East, I think.
So we're talking about the Bear constellation, which is fucking major.
Explicitly is an important word here. Explicitly named.
But we're talking about the Bear constellation. No, we're not. We're not. Interesting.
Ursa Major is, I think, the one that you're...
Ursa Major is what I'm thinking. Yeah. But it's not explicitly named. Mm-mm. I don't know, then, unless it's like... I don't know. Yeah. Lay it down.
The Pleiades. What is the Pleiades?
The fucking Pleiades. Fuck off. Yeah. The Pleiades. Yeah, okay.
Okay, that brings you down to 900. You're still doing great.
So we have 2, 4, 6, 8 questions left. Doesn't really bode well for my score, but that's okay.
And just remember, these are the hardest questions.
Okay, I want to get the Milk-Eyed Bender out of the way because I'm not as... let's do 400. Okay. Please, host.
It's the song in which the title, the Milk-Eyed Bender, appears.
I have to get the song in my head now.
It's hard to switch back and forth between songs.
All I can think of is how embarrassingly recent it was that I thought about what Milk-Eyed Mender actually means.
Oh my God, man, me too. I did not like sit on that thought for a long time. We'll get to it when we talk about it, but my God, I'm in the same exact boat.
Okay, tell me. I won't get there.
We were looking for
Sadie. Can you sing it for me?
Yeah, I just need to find it first.
Milk-Eyed Mender.
All right.
You and I in a love so tender. Okay.
So we are down at 500 points. 500.
Said you up in the clouds or we almost heard you. Okay. Okay, let's get rid of the Milk-Eyed Mender. Get out of here. Last one.
Get out of here, Milk-Eyed Mender.
Or first.
It is the animal that appears to that appears directly to the right of Joanna's face on the cover of the Milk-Eyed Mender.
So it's a beautiful cover. Her face is in the middle.
Yes.
Directly to the right. I haven't spent any time at all looking at that cover, which is a shame because it's really beautiful and it's like hand-stitched.
Yes. We'll talk about it when we get to Milk-Eyed Mender, but I was in the same boat as you until making this Jeopardy today, and I was like, ooh, look at this. I never would have guessed it. Hint, it's a mythological creature.
Oh, is it a unicorn? What is a unicorn?
Ding!
Nikki, what is a unicorn? You gave me that answer.
I did not. There are many mythological creatures, such as the horse with wings that I forget the name of. The what are those things called? Pegasus.
Oh, I was going to say licorn. Leekhorn? There's something that's not a unicorn that doesn't have a horn but has wings or something.
Well, then there you go. And there's also like beasts.
Yelling at us. We should know this. Yeah. Okay. Okay, thank you. Now I have completed the Milk-Eyed Mender category. Oh, shit. Let's
1,000 points. Okay.
Finish off East, please.
Okay.
500.
It's the number of times Joanna sings "And Miss" at the end of it's supposed to say Cosmia. It says Cosmic, but Cosmia.
Miss. I'm going to say 7. Hold on.
That's real close.
If it's not 6, it's 7. If it's not 7, it's 8. Wow. It's one of those. I know it's not 7 because you said that's wrong. So I'm going to say... I'm going to say 6. What is 6? It's 8.
What is 8? That was okay. So close. Ugh, so close.
It's tricky when you sing along with it because it's one more than you think every time,
exactly.
Right?
Oh, my God. Which I love so much about the actual song is that I'm like, oh, it just keeps going in a way that is so delicious. Okay.
Let's finish off miscellany for 400, please.
500.
500, yes.
It is what Joanna cited as her favorite snack when asked at a show on the Strings Keys Incident Tour.
All I can think of is in that 7 minutes in heaven when they eat that weird chicken.
Oh, yeah. Blah.
Her favorite snack. I have no idea. What would I guess is her favorite snack?
I think about this all the time when I'm eating it. It just is a thing.
So it's something that's vegan because that is what you are.
Yeah, it is not gross chicken.
And then for some reason, my next guess was like beef jerky. I don't
know. No.
Her favorite snack. I want to say like celery sticks, but like that's okay. What I'm gonna say celery sticks. I have no idea.
Unfortunately, the correct answer was popcorn. Yes. It's kind of surprising, isn't it?
Okay. All right. Unfortunately,
that does bring you down to zero.
Oh, boy. So we held on to the last 4 questions, if anyone's still listening to this.
You're not in the negative, though. All you have to do is get in the positive.
Growth mindset, yet. Okay. Well, let's do Have One On Me for 400, please.
Okay. It is the only instrument explicitly mentioned on Have One On Me, I think.
The only instrument, and by explicitly mentioned, you mean in the lyrics.
In the lyrics, yes.
You know what? I think it's a violin, and I don't know why. Your face tells me that's not right, though. So
I was trying to genuinely be neutral on that one. Okay. Violin would be a good answer for Only Skins album.
The Only Skins band? Yeah. I also want to say that it's a cello, but I don't have any frame of reference for that at all. So, okay, let me think. Have One On Me. Not Ys. I'm not thinking of Ys. I'm thinking of Have One On Me.
It's a song that we talked about a lot on Have One On Me.
So maybe the title track, Have One On Me.
It's a song we talked about more than the title track, Have One On Me. With
you're just gonna give me clues to like
the Red Chamber or something. No, the Bloody Chamber is something that we read in relation to this song.
Uh-huh. Okay, so it's in Go Long. Okay. I don't know.
With your jaws and fists and
guitar.
Oh
yeah. But what is a guitar? What is a guitar? Because he's a sad man, and we talked a lot about how we hate that sad man.
We do hate that sad man. All right, so we have a 400 points.
I don't know.
I am the host, and I would appreciate not being questioned on.
Respect my authority.
Respect my authority, exactly.
Okay, let's finish up Have One On Me, please, 500. Okay.
Oh, it is Lola Montez's real name.
Oh, Lola. What's her real name?
I will accept there is a first, a middle, and a last name as this answer. I will accept either, any of those, any one of the names as.
I know this. I do know this. We talked about this for fucking ever.
We did. And one of the names appears in the song. One of the three names appears in the song.
Because she married the guy. Nope, not going to get there.
What is Eliza Rosanna Gilbert?
Wouldn't have gotten there. What so is her Gilbert. What is her countess, though? What else did we
countess
call her?
Countess of Lansfield.
Countess of Lansfield. I might have gotten there. Wouldn't have gotten to her full name.
Yeah, okay. So Gilbert is also in the song. Okay, so now, unfortunately, we are at minus 100.
That's okay. That's okay.
We're fine. I'm,
you know, I did better than I thought I would have.
Yeah, totally.
Okay, divers for 400. Two questions left.
It is the only mythological feature explicitly mentioned on divers, I think.
Mythological figure? What do we mean by mythological figure?
Like character. Like, not person. Like, mythological name.
So, I'm thinking of how much we talked about Arian, Rarian.
Oh, wait.
Is that it?
I need it in question form.
So, the Rarian was the fields.
Correct.
I think.
Yep.
Oh, what is Arian?
Oh my God, Sam, you have made a comeback. That is exactly correct. What is Arian? We are at 300 points.
Demeter
excellent.
Isn't explicitly named?
No, she never appears.
Interesting.
I know. So, holy shit, I didn't think it would be this tight. It is down to the wire. Sam has one final question, divers for 500, and she's at 300 points.
Okay.
So I don't even remember what this question is. Oh, boy. All right.
Okay, here we go. Last one.
It is the only song in which she mentions a bus.
A fucking
And it is on divers.
Bus?
A bus. Yeah. And you have talked about this song this recording session.
Okay, we have talked about this song this recording session. So
yeah, it's on divers.
You will not take my heart alive. We talked about where the fuck is there a bus on divers?
I know. Surprising.
I'm so confused. In what context is there a bus? I'm like, are we riding a bus to hell? We talked about waltz. We talked about a spaceship. We talked about, are you confusing this with the album Drivers for Children with Wheels on the Bus? Like,
I might, because Lola is so obsessed with that song right now. My daughter is so obsessed with the Wheels on the Bus. Okay. The context, a little bit, is someone is taking a bus in order to take another mode of transportation, in order to...
A bus, to a car, to a whatever, get out of town, something
yes,
like that.
Yes, like, that's pretty much exactly the lyric.
What song is that? It's not Leaving the City.
You really love the way that she says... to like get out of town. You really love.
Oh, and Vamoose. Just plain Vamoose. And I never remember what fucking song that is.
Oh my God, I thought you were gonna get it for sure from that.
No, because I'm always like, just plain Vamoose.
Yes.
I can't. Okay,
You do know, you do. Just plain Vamoose. And the wind blows
the
coals over the
Hills.
Yes, Bills, yes.
I know
yes.
the lyrics, but I don't know what the fucking name of the song is, Nikki.
Yes, you do. You do. You're panicking under pressure, but you can pull it together. You already named this song on this recording session. It is Take a Bus to Take a Train to Just Plain Vamoose. It is a song.
Paying the bills.
Da, yeah. Da, 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 da. Honey, it's been a long time since I've come... to any use, any.
This is a taking turns.
Yes.
Is it?
Remember how a while back? Well, I don't want to make it that obvious. Hang on. okay, we've talked about it this recording session.
I can only repeat the same
a two-word title to the song. It is in the first half of the album.
Is it Goose Eggs?
Ah, wait, question. I need it in question form.
What is Goose Eggs?
Ding, 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 ding. 800 points, Sam. You are the winner of Joanna Newsom Jeopardy. I'd like to congratulate you.
I feel no sense of accomplishment in this. I feel very disappointed in myself.
You shouldn't. You genuinely shouldn't. I think you did really good, and I put you on the spot. I made you sweat with no alcohol. You did amazing. You should expect a gift certificate in the mail.
Please don't send me a gift certificate. Please.
You get a prize. You can send it back to the Jeopardy company if you do not accept.
These questions were incredible. Thank you so much for putting this together. I'm so impressed. Good job.
I'm so sorry to have stressed you out so much.
Wow.
And put you on the spot. Thank you for playing along. Listeners, I want to know how you guys did if you played along with Sam. So let us know in the comments if you can. And this was only Jeopardy part one. We're going to be back with part two where I will also be playing. I am quite competitive, so
that's great, because I'm not at all.
I'll care about it much more than anybody else.
But we'll be drinking, who knows, maybe
that'll but we'll be out. Drinking, yeah, exactly.
Okay, thank you guys so much for listening. Yeah, let us know. Wow, what a gong show.
Thank you guys, bye. We just so appreciate you being patrons and being patient with us, and when
a
we take
zillion
breaks
times,
you just,
all of that.
Yeah, so thank you so much for being here, and we hope we did you right. Okay, bye.
Goodbye.